A game of missed opportunities. First and goal at the 1 yard line, less than 4 minutes to play, but it ends in an interception in the end zone. The last of the four Jaguars turnovers, a 27-20 loss to the Bills Sunday at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, JP Shadrick with Jeff Loggeman. A tight game throughout, just didn't go the right way, Jeff.
No, and I don't know if we expected that. Prior to the game, The injury report comes out, and all of a sudden the Jaguars are missing four starters, Jonathan Cyprien on defense and Maurice on offense with Cecil and Will Rackley. But yet on offense, they got it done, JP. Over 350 yards of offense. They scored 20 points. They leave 14 on the table,
so to speak.
You know, that's really the biggest lost opportunity.
And this team has matured as the season has gone on. First half of the season, especially the maybe week 6, 7, and 8, this team wouldn't have done that.
No. And when players go out, it's a great opportunity for others to step up. And none bigger than Jordan Todman. What a game he had.
Huge day. 109 yards on 25 carries, a 33-yard run in there as well. He had, four catches for 44 yards as well. Huge day in his first career start.
153 total yards. And what impresses me most about Jordan Todman is his speed. That's the type of speed that we used to see out of Maurice. Now, if Maurice can come back healthy, boy, wouldn't that be a nice compliment to have the two of them rolling at the same time?
No doubt about that. Let's get back to these turnovers. Four on the day. The turnover bug bit the Jaguars yesterday. Two of those four, though, were within the 5-yard line. The Robinson fumble on the one going in. They had a first and goal, moved back to the 5 before the interception. You have to score when you get that close to the goal line.
You do. You absolutely do. And really, the concern for me was that they were right there in the tight red area offensively. You know, Denard Robinson loses the ball at the one when he was trying to stick the nose of the ball out to go into the end zone. You can't do that. Mike Brown has a couple opportunities where he puts the ball on the ground. One of them he gets back. But what's surprising to me, JP, is that this offense has only had 3 fumbles lost all year long, a league low. And then they come out in one game and they lose 2 fumbles, but they put the ball on the ground 3 times. That's impressive, though. When you're not turning the ball over, you always have a chance.
When your starters are out, your young players are playing, mistakes do happen. But that's what happens in a growing process.
But let's give the Bills credit now. The Buffalo Bills came to town with a defense that put high pressure on offenses. And now they have 49 sacks on the season. They got 5 yesterday. They have 20 interceptions on the season. They got 2 yesterday. That's a pretty good unit by my old college roommate.
No doubt about it. Hey, and let's talk about this Bills run game. You know, the offense for the Bills, they ran for 198 yards. It was as advertised, two-headed run game. They came through in a big way yesterday.
Well, and that's really what you wanted to eliminate against the Buffalo Bills because they had a young quarterback in E.J. Manuel. The Jaguars' defense has been spectacular since the bye week. They haven't allowed an opponent over 100 yards in this game, 198. Once they took the pressure off of E.J. Manuel with that running game with C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson, it became a different game.
And even Manuel got in on it. 37 yards, and the only rushing score for the Bills came from the quarterback as well. It's time to hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Oser. He said, yes, yesterday's game was a loss, but not all is lost.
I'm John Oser with a view from the Ozone. And yes, the Jaguars lost on Sunday, but talking to players afterward, the vibe around the bank remains pretty good. And you know what? It should be good. Yes, the 3-game winning streak is over. And yes, the Jaguars officially are out of the playoffs. But remember the first half of the season, the dark days leading to the bye? Well, Sunday wasn't that. In fact, Sunday's loss to the Bills was a lot of pretty good things. The Jaguars rushed the passer pretty well. They ran pretty well, even without Maurice Jones-Drew and even with injuries on the offensive line. And that was maybe the most significant thing. No MJD, no Cecil Shorts, no a lot of things. And still the offense functioned. All of that and the Jaguars still were in this game at the end. Gus Bradley afterward talked about missed opportunities. And no doubt those hurt. Denard Robinson's fumble, a late-game interception in the red zone. You don't win often turning the ball over point blank. And the Jaguars proved that point on Sunday. But this team wasn't competitive often early in the season, even when things went right. On Sunday, they were competitive, even when a lot went wrong. For the long term, that's important. And it shows why, even though the winning streak is over, it continues to look like those dark days before the bye are going to be a distant memory.
Jaguars all access tonight. I think I can guess who you have.
Yeah, TV's Brent Martineau.
Oh, yeah, and you and Jordan Todman. Right?
Jordan Todman, you know, the young player who finally got an opportunity to be a starter in the National Football League, and boy, did he ever take advantage of it.
7 o'clock tonight on CBS 47. Yes, Loggeman and TV's Brent Martineau are the hosts. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.